Parenting Moments each Wednesday on Shine FM with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
A new topic for the month of June. Oh, it's Father's Day in June, and I like that you're talking about dads.
That's right, Mike. It's all about you.
There you go. I like that. I love being a dad.
Yes, and I think that's so beautiful, and I'm so excited about our topic for the month of June, finding your fatherly purpose.
Okay.
So one of my favorite authors that writes about men's issues is Jeremy Adam Smith. And he completed a literature review documenting the studies that suggest that having a sense of purpose makes dads healthier, happier, and stronger. So this month, we're going to dive into four steps dads can take to figure out their parenting purpose. Step number one, there are actually no scientific studies of how dads develop a sense of purpose. Well, that might mean that this will be very short today.
No.
Actually, we do have some great researchers who are looking at the factors that shape our purpose across our lifespan. And here is the first one that can support dads in finding their purpose. Number one, read books and watch movies. Well, that doesn't sound too hard.
I like it.
Yes, there are countless novels, comic books, movies, and TV shows that thoughtfully portray fathers, as well as nonfiction books and articles on the history and meaning of fatherhood. The stories that inspire one father may not inspire you. For example, you might find the Bible as a great place of inspiration. Another dad might find a story about a sports hero that really inspires him. Again, the important thing is to search for inspiration. Seeing the purpose of other fathers, both real and imagined, can help you see your own.
Nice. You know, I bet you if I really thought of it, there's probably been countless fathers in portrayed in media and everything that have impacted me over the years. My biggest complaint is when dads are portrayed as dumb dads.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
And you shouldn't like that, because that is not an accurate portrayal at all, Mike.
Indeed.
So again, just really encouraging dads to look for inspiration in people and stories around you.
Okay, well, this is a great topic. We'll celebrate Dad all month long. For now, share about Eckert Center, Kimberly.
All right. So we have two male therapists at Eckert Center, Jason Bosch and Lane Dewar. So if there's a dad listening and you would like another male perspective, this is an option for you. As well, I want to remind people of our resident blogger, who is Madison Stevenson, a psychology university student, who is continuing our dialogue on the Rosenberg Reset, which is fantastic. So again, you can go to eckertcenter.com and click the resource blog page, and there you'll see Designing Your Life. And, of course, I want to remind listeners that we have a north and south location, and we can also see clients anywhere online in Alberta.
Is there anything you can't do, Kimberly? That's awesome. I know you can also give away a free consultation to one of our Shine listeners. Who's going to get that today?
Let's go with caller number three today.
Caller 3-403-276-8888. Well, thank you so much, Kimberly. I look forward to hearing more about dads next week.
Have a great day, Mike.
Thank you.